It is 30 degrees in Brantford with a Humidex reading of 37, 28 degrees in Hamilton, 29 in Kitchener-Waterloo. Good afternoon, I'm Brian Sylvester. The Canadian dollar today trading at 72.64 cents U.S. The TSX on this Wednesday closing 72 points higher. The Ontario government is getting ready to distribute support funds for businesses affected by steel, aluminum, and auto tariffs. The Protect Ontario financing program is part of a $5 billion tariff-related support package the province announced in its spring budget. The province is opening up $1 billion for affected businesses in the sector. The premier wants to have a heart-to-heart meeting with Prime Minister Mark Carney. Doug Ford plans to travel to Ottawa next week to urge Carney to lower taxes in order to stimulate the economy. Ford says the country needs to do what it can to create an environment that will attract businesses and encourage growth in the face of U.S. tariffs. Travelers are bracing for uncertainty as Air Canada prepares to gradually suspend flights ahead of a potential work stoppage on Saturday. Air Canada says the first flights will be cancelled tomorrow. The union issued a 72-hour notice of its intent to strike overnight, and about a half hour later, Air Canada issued a notice that it also plans to lock out the flight attendants. The union representing 55,000 Canada Post workers will hold 2 days of talks with the employer. It says both sides have met with federal mediators and it has agreed to meet with Canada Post on Friday and Monday. The talks come after workers rejected Canada Post's latest proposal, which would have seen wage hikes of about 13% over 4 years and restructuring to add part-time workers to the deal. A national overtime ban is still in effect. The 5-year survival rates for people with lung cancer in Canada have doubled since the 1990s. Statistics Canada says the number of people living 5 years after they were diagnosed jumped from 13% to 27%. That was between 1992 and 2021. StatsCan says new treatments have contributed to better lung cancer survival rates. In sports, the Blue Jays are back on the field tonight at Rogers Centre against the Chicago Cubs. In Hamilton, the TELUS Canadian Championship semifinals get underway this evening. The Vancouver Whitecaps of Major League Soccer visit Canadian Premier League side Hamilton Forge FC in leg one of the two-leg semifinal. Light 92 weather. A heat warning remains in effect. The chance of showers this afternoon and this evening. The risk of thunderstorms developing. Tonight's low 19. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high 28. Friday, sunny and a high of 30. Right now in Brantford, it's 30 degrees with a Humidex of 37. It's 28 degrees in Hamilton and 29 in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Centre, I'm Brian Sylvester.